Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good to be together again. Special welcome. I'd like to read to you from Psalm 107 as we begin this morning. Let everyone give all their praise and thanks to the Lord. Here's why. He's better than anyone could ever imagine. Yes, he's always so loving and kind, and it never ends. So go ahead, let everyone know it. Tell the world how he broke through and delivered you from the power of darkness and has gathered us together from all over the world. He has set us free to be his very own. Some of us once wandered in the wilderness like desert nomads, with no true direction or dwelling place, starving, thirsting, staggering. We became desperate and filled with despair, and then we cried out, "Lord, help us, rescue us." And he did. He led us right into a place of safety and abundance, a suitable city to dwell in. So lift your hands and thank God for his marvelous kindness and for all his miracles of mercy for those he loves. How he satisfies the souls of thirsty ones and fills the hungry with all that is good. Some of us once sat in darkness, living in the dark shadows of death. We were prisoners of our pain, chained to our regrets. It's a very interesting statement. For we rebelled against God's word and rejected the wise counsel of God Most High. So he humbled us through our circumstances, watching us as we stumbled, with no one there to pick us back up. Our own pain became our punishment. And then we cried out, "Lord, help us, rescue us." And he did. His light broke through the darkness, and he led us out in freedom from death's dark shadow and snapped every one of our chains. So lift your hands. Give thanks to God for his marvelous kindness. That's a great exhortation this morning as we gather together. So let's stand together and sing, "My hope is built on nothing less." Thank you for the fact, the amazing fact, that you have delivered us from that dominion of darkness and you've translated us and transferred us and brought us into this wonderful dominion of light, kingdom of light, where all is good. We thank you again, God, for your goodness to us today. Lord, it's on our hearts to pray for the direction of the government in our nation today. Lord, we thank you that you raise up governments and you take them down. We thank you too, Lord, for the reality that we live in a place that's so free and the freedoms that we have. And at the moment, people are wondering what is happening. A little bit of indecision. But Lord, we pray that your wisdom will prevail and that coming out of the decisions of the moment, of these days, will be a great and stable and good government for our nation. Lord, we pray for those today who experience unbelievable devastation in California and other parts of the world that technology allows us to see it in our living rooms as it happens almost. And so God, we pray for these folk. So many families just wondering what on earth to do and where to go. Lord, we're so conscious that things are escalating in our world. And we're very aware, God, that we're drawing to a conclusion of something. Thank you, Lord, that you're in it. And I pray, and we pray together, that people everywhere would start to realize that there is something bigger and someone bigger in all of this and cause hearts to be drawn toward you. We thank you for the task of mission. And Lord, this morning we particularly want to pray for Kevin and Jillian as they're with us today, Lord, as they are embarking on a mission project, that you'd be with them and go with them and encourage them. And thank you, Lord, that in the big picture, so many are coming to faith in Christ because of the mission task on earth. For our own folks here, Lord, and those who are going about exams at the moment, Lord, give them great memory retention. Give them peace in the midst of this trying time. Bless them as they work through these things, we ask. So, God, we've got many things in our hearts together as we come before you today. But we thank you, Lord, that you're in it all, and we bless you for that. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. A couple of notices just to remind you about. October the 29th, we've got the Barr family heading up to Burkina Faso. They're coming to share with us at NAPDA. So that should be good. Look forward to that. And on the same day, in the evening, Dr. Cecil Peasley from South Africa is going to be preaching at an evangelistic service sort of hosted by the Gore Ministers Association, and that'll be at the Baptist Church. Opportunity to for those that might need to really hear a fresh message in a safe environment of the wonderful good news of Jesus, opportunity to encourage people to go. So it'll be 7 o'clock on Sunday the 29th. We've got some wonderful news in our bulletin. I hope you're able to read that online or got one printed, hard copy somewhere. Excellent stuff. Thank you, Judy, wherever you are, not here at the moment. But thank you for Judy for doing that for us. Right. Always a fun time in celebrations and birthdays. Who would own up to that? Esther? Yes.
So it's my birthday today, and if Peter's old, then I'm older. I'm from last week. And Hayden is starting kindy tomorrow.
Celebrating with you. Sometimes life passes us by so quickly that we miss the moments and celebrating those little milestones like kindy. That's a big deal. Anybody remember going to?
Yeah.
Was it a big deal?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So let's not have those skip by too quickly.